welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
We are your hosts for this video game music podcast featuring only 8-bit and 16-bit era video game music.
So buckle up and settle in, and because the ride's about to start.
And before we get to today's topic, do you want to do you want to address the castle episode at all? Episode 134
in the comments section, which can be a hotbed of discussion, as you've seen in previous episodes. In episode 134's comment section, user Kenny corrected me at first, saying that my Toad choice for the castle episode was not legit. It's not valid.
That the track you played was when you beat the boss,
when you beat the
and
boss
you're falling.
And you're falling, yeah. Which is true. But as I stated in the episode, and I reiterated in the discussion board, it happens, it also plays when Toad is bawling his Toad eyes out and the king is in animal form. So I sent Kenny a link and thanked him for the almost catch, right?
Yes.
To which he responded, "Wow, I just got sunned." Okay. So, hey, that's what happens. And to user Kenny Switch Jr., hey, those are the breaks.
Kenny Switch Jr.?
Kenny Switch Jr. Kenny F. Switch Jr., because he got sunned. Right? So he is now Kenny Switch Jr.
Well, now, let me say this. Yes. When he wrote that comment, I felt the same way as him, actually.
Sure.
When you first played it, I thought to myself, I wasn't sure if that played during, if that counted as a castle theme, because okay. I remember it being from when you're falling also.
Right.
And then there being a different track that plays when the king is back to normal, you know?
Right?
And so I kind of in a way I just want to say, like, I didn't fully get sunned like him, but I do feel an emotional sun in a sense that I felt kind of, I feel in my internally I got sunned in a sense.
Sure.
You know, sort of, because I felt that way. I didn't fully buy that as a castle track myself, even.
Right.
You know? And actually, just to argue that side of it too, it's definitely not like a castle level music.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just an area. It's a part of a game where you go. There is a, it's in a castle.
Yes.
But it's,
well,
not,
that's the point.
But I feel like it's less of a castle track and more of just the mood of that scene. I mean, it counts.
Well, it is the scene takes place in a castle.
Sure.
And that is the end of the argument.
Also, I'm trying to say is that, you know, watch yourself, Rob. You might be a little sunned yourself.
There's no sunning because you said it yourself. It counts.
You're a son, and I'm a son.
We're all sons. We're all sons. Okay.
I mean, basically, what I'm trying to say is that we're all sons in some way or another.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
If you, there's different, depending on how you look at it, we're all a son.
We've all been sunned at one point.
We've all been sunned, or we all are currently sunning.
Okay.
Or getting sunned.
Right.
Yeah. So, speaking of sons, let's move on to today's topic. It has nothing to do with sons. I just thought that would be funny to say, speaking of sons.
Okay.
1998.
Right.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, that's so recent for me, I guess.
I mean, I know. It was like, you were like you're like a son to me.
It was, I mean, that's 1998 was before my time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you didn't start really being aware of things until the 2000s,
right?
Until like last year, actually.
Yeah.
Until like 2 weeks ago.
It's way before my time.
So in 1998, it's similar to we did a focus on 1990, and it's not games that were, it's games that were released in 19. Well, I mean, in this one, it's 1998. It's games that were released in 98. Now, this doesn't have to be the first release of this game, you know. It just has to be whatever was being released at the time. So there are going to be some cases where,
sure,
there were games released in, say, 96 in Japan, but they came out in North America in 98, and those games would count, you know. But essentially, the only consoles that were really active at the time in 98, it was mainly Game Boy, but a little bit Super Famicom. I mean a tiny bit Super Nintendo, but in Japan, the Super Famicom had had some games coming out in 98. And then also the Genesis had some stuff too, but that's a lot harder, and there's not, that's more difficult to find that stuff, and it's not really very, there's something about that that's not, doesn't really, it's hard to get a hold of, I guess. But as far as the Game Boy stuff goes, I mean, there's a ton of stuff here. I mean, for me at least, I listened to over 70 soundtracks for this one. Mm-hmm. This is another one of those ones where there's a ton of soundtracks. So a lot of stuff came out in 98 for Game Boy, just like 70 titles or something like that. And actually, and a lot of those were actually original releases for the Japanese ones. I listened to a lot of Japanese soundtracks for this one.
This is another Game Boy focus, it seems.
Well, I mean, it was their first Game Boy focus almost, you know.
Didn't we have a Game Boy Focus?
We had a handheld.
Handheld, focus, okay.
But the thing is, I have some Super Famicom tracks as well, so.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, so I believe I will be starting things off. 1998, you know what the top box office movie was in 1998?
See, this is a hard year for me. I don't remember the late 90s so well, because I was kind of, I withdrew from pop culture at like in 95, you know?
Okay.
And so, and see, 98 top box office movie
in terms of
Buffalo 66.
No. Saving Private Ryan.
Oh,
so this is okay. That era.
Close. I was close.
Followed by Armageddon.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Followed by There's Something About
Rob F. Switch.
Mary.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. So, you know, there's lots going on in 1998. That kind of paints a picture for you.
Sure.
You remember?
I think actually the late 90s were the worst era of pop culture of in history.
Okay. Okay.
How about you?
Boy bands were
big.
Real hot.
Just a lot of just bad stuff was
transition. Big. Transition period.
Basically, starting in 95, things started to get progressively bad until you hit around 2000 is the pinnacle of badness for stuff. And then things start to get a little better heading out into closer to 2005.
Right.
I think pop culture of today is better than it was, you know.
Well, do you think there's any coincidence that it was also just the end of the 16-bit era? Coincides with that, you know?
Maybe so, yeah. You're right about that, actually. No, actually, it very much does, because you're right. The 32-bit era, or whatever you want to call it, I mean, for me, 32-bit and 64-bit, I'm not as into it, you know?
I'll tell you what.
I think the sensibility of just pop culture in general just didn't connect to it as much as I did in the 80s and, you know. Yeah.
People are nostalgic about the Nintendo, the Game Boy, Sega Genesis. You give someone a PlayStation, what do they do?
Well, I think for some people they might be nostalgic about it. I don't know. Not me, obviously.
For most people, I think. That era is somewhat forgettable.
Well, just, yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to start things off with Oddworld, Abe's Odyssey, which...
I think it's just called Oddworld Adventure, I think.
Oddworld Adventure?
I think, yeah. I know what you're talking about, but I think that...
Oh, I think you're right.
Maybe that's a subtitle.
No, I think it was released on different consoles.
Yeah,
so that might have been one of them, but you're right. Oddworld Adventure is the Game Boy title, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to start it off with a little Paramonian Temple.
Okay.
Here on the 1998 Focus. Odd World Adventure.
Actually, Adventures, I think.
Odd World Adventures. Paramonian Temple.
And also the composer on this, I don't know if you had mentioned it.
I didn't.
I believe it's Eric Nunemaker. Or Nunemaker.
Right. There was a different composer on the Wikipedia page.
Oh, really? Was
it? But I think, I forget what it was, but it was because it was...
The Super Nintendo version?
A different version.
Yeah,
a different version. Well, this has been across so many different consoles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious what the other soundtracks sound like.
Well, you played what? On a, I think one of them you played. Didn't you play something like that? I think one of them you did play on the Super Nintendo version or something like that.
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure. I'm going to look that up, actually.
This is just, but anyway, back to the track.
Yeah.
Super, super experimental.
Yeah, it's pretty kind of weird, yeah.
Now, that's your phone, but it kind of goes with the music as well. I mean, I'll just be quiet for a sec. Turn it up. Nice.
Yeah. That's the remix.
If you guys look for this track, just make sure that don't expect that phone ringing, because that's our own mix.
Yeah, that's the remix. So. All right. Well, I'm going to move on to, I'm going to start off with a Super Famicom track. Okay. So this was released in 1998. It's called Famicom Tentai Club 2.
Okay.
And, I guess this is kind of a sequel or something to a Famicom game originally. And, the soundtrack actually uses, Famicom music in it. Or recreations of Famicom music.
Okay.
But for the most part, it sounds like super Famicom music. You know?
Right.
But some of it sounds like Famicom music. It's kind of neat. It's almost like a kind of like a remix also of Famicom music.
Mm-hmm.
And the composer is Kenji Yamamoto, who I think this is the same Kenji Yamamoto who did the music to Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Mm-hmm. And I think he worked on the Super Metroid as well. We're going to hear Reasoning 1 from Famicom Tentai Club 2 for the Super Famicom. From Famicom Tentai Club 2, music by Kenji Yamamoto. This is for the Super Famicom, and this is called Reasoning 1. Very nice melody.
Lovely. Lovely. It's like a breath of fresh air, Brent.
Mm.
Dun. Wario Land 2. That's what I've got.
Yeah, I picked a track from this too.
I picked a track as well.
Yeah. Well, I know. You just said.
I wonder if your track is my track.
I don't think it is. Maybe. I don't think so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Have a listen to this. Thank you. Mario Land 2.
And the composer on this, I don't know if you mentioned it, was is Kazue Ishikawa, who I believe, I'm not sure, but I think it was a protege of Hirokazu Tanaka.
The son takes over for the father.
Right, exactly. Okay, so I'm going to move on to a game, a Japanese release, a Japanese-only release called Gyogun Tanchiki Pocket Sonar. Okay? So this is for the Game Boy, and like I said, it's Japan-only. It used a sonar attachment that was made by Bandai.
Okay.
Bandai. So it's like a fishing game situation where you use a sonar and yes. You attach it to the front of the, it's an accessory that you attach to the front of the Game Boy.
Right.
And it you do like a sonar situation.
Interesting.
Yeah. So this is the sonar game, Pocket Sonar, the Gyogun Tanchiki Pocket Sonar. And yeah, I don't know where this is in the game, but it's really kind of funky.
All right.
Here we go. Gyogun Tanchiki Pocket Sonar for the Game Boy, Japan release only. This is some music from the game, and just really funky, you know? And I love the end part to this, you know? You know what I mean? This part right here, coming up right here. That's so good, and I love the bass line is just really funky, too, if you listen to the bass, you know? The bouncing back and forth between the right and left speakers.
Very futuristic.
Hit the bass. All right, and then, so, you know, a lot of things came out. Well, I mean, it seemed like there were a couple things had come out for the Game Boy in 98. There was the Game Boy camera also came out for the Game Boy. So.
Have you ever seen that?
No.
But there was a printer that came with that, wasn't there?
Oh, I think maybe.
Yes, so. I believe so.
And actually, I listened to the soundtrack to Game Boy Color, I mean, Game Boy Camera, and it's pretty cool and weird, and Hirokazu Tanaka did the music to it along with somebody else, and I had that as a backup, but we won't be hearing from it for today. But.
That's really funny that there's music for the camera.
Well, I think there was games in it as well. Mm-hmm. I think there was games you could do with the camera.
Right.
That use the camera, you know?
That'd be funny if there was a keyboard. Like, oh, for my next track, I have something from Game Boy Keyboard.
Right. Well, I think it's pretty unusual. Game Boy Sonar? There's a sonar situation. That's really weird, I think.
For my next track, I have a little something from the Game Boy Flashlight. Here is a menu screen.
For my next track, I have something from the Game Boy Super Nintendo. It's like a Super Nintendo add-on or something. I have something from the Game Boy Genesis.
Right.
The Game Boy Genesis, more like it.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Bomberman GB is what I'm going with now.
Yes, okay.
Also in 1998, Theodore Kaczynski pleads guilty.
Oh, really? Okay.
He is the famed Unabomber.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also released Bomberman GB.
Okay.
Okay.
Two hard-hitting news stories.
Coincidence?
Oh, that's well, you know, we had this, I think we made some, I don't know if you were there, we made this joke with some friends about the Unabomber man, you know, and the idea of having there's two versions. Right. There's one having the Bomberman guys, you know, their faces with a hood on, you know,
yeah,
or something like that, or maybe or vice versa or something like that, you know, where it's the Unabomber's face, but with a Bomberman's head or something like that. You know? But Unabomberman, basically, you know?
Well, this is not Unabomberman. This is Bomberman GB from composer Yasuhiko Fukuda and Jun Chikuma. Here is a track for you. Bomberman GB.
So I think this is World 1 called Monster Trial. And mm-hmm. I think the composer might have actually been Hirohiko Fukuda.
Turn this part up. Song in 1998, Brent.
Bill Clinton.
Made me lose what's in my nose, Brent.
Really? Where did it go?
Back in my nose.
Ugh.
Excuse me.
Ugh, gross. Number one song in 98. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Wait, which boy band was that?
Hit me, baby, one more time. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying which boy band was that?
I don't know. Backstreet Boys?
It's a band called Next.
That's what?
The number one song of 1998. The song was called Too Close. I don't know what that song is.
What's the name of the band?
Next.
I never heard of her.
Next.
I've never heard of that. No.
Neither have I. Let me hit this part one more time. It's like classical reggae or something.
I thought you didn't like reggae.
It's classical reggae. Classical style reggae?
Okay,
I'm in. I'm in.
All right, I'm going to go with... Monster Race. Okay. This is another Game Boy Japan release only.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Pokemon, actually. It's kind of a ripoff of Pokemon because you basically get these monsters, these little monsters, and you race them with other, you battle people and you race them with, but it's a race situation.
Okay.
And so the music is composed, I think, by Kenosuke Suimura. And we're going to hear the battle race music when you battle somebody and you race them. That's what we're going to hear, the battle race music. So again, this is from Monster Race for the Game Boy, Japan only release. And this is on our 1998 Focus on the Legacy Music Hour. From Monster Race for the Game Boy Japan. This is music possibly composed by Kenosuke Suimura. And this is the battle race music in the game. This is the bass. The bass sounds really cool. This almost sounds like Snake Man from Mega Man 3, sort of, almost. I love the beginning of this, actually. It's actually kind of a lot of good tracks in this game, actually.
I will be going with Busta Move 3DX Arcade Edition.
Yeah, I know this. I know this one.
You know this one?
I listened to it, yeah.
Game Boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's Busta
Move. Arcade Edition, Game Boy. Arcade Edition for the Game Boy.
Let's bust a move. Arcade Edition.
So this game is a European release only for the Game Boy. And the original music for the arcade was composed by Yukiharu Urita. But the Game Boy port was arranged by an unknown composer, but I'm guessing it's a European composer or a European arranger. The reason I'm guessing that is because it just... Especially the beginning sounds very European. Yeah.
Before you go back, that beginning is just—it's very liquidy.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Liquidy. Okay.
It's running all over my face.
Oh wow. Okay.
One more time.
Running out a lot of your nose and the back in again.
Okay. Yes. Let's hit that again. like that.
Yeah. Come on, keep it going. Even when the music's not playing, keep it going. What?
Wait, what were we saying?
I said keep it going.
By the way, I'll turn that music. Can you turn that back up a little bit? Is that possible? I just want to ask you one question.
Hey, why is it not playing? Hold on. Oh, that's why. Yeah.
Top television show in 1998, Brent.
What?
Oh, I'm asking you.
Okay, MacGyver. How about? It's so funny. I was so out of touch, actually, in 98. I really didn't know. I was so withdrawn, especially in 98.
Really? I thought for sure this show would have been right up your alley.
Oh, 98?
Yes.
How? Why?
Do you want to take another stab at it?
98? Oh, this show. Yes. Up my alley?
Yes.
Top show, 98?
Yes.
Seinfeld?
Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah. I love that show. Oh, my God. It actually really reminds me of, you know, when I used to live in New York. And I was sort of single. Back when I was single. And I was on
which character would you say was just like you? Or you were just like?
Probably, just, you know, whatever. The curly one.
What's her name?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, Sarah Jessica Parker. Right.
I don't know.
Right.
She's not curly. Is she curly in that?
I never saw the curly show. I've never seen the show.
I lived in the Lower East Side for about 10 years.
Okay.
I loved it, but I don't miss it. No, I'm just kidding. I never lived in New York.
You've been there.
I've been there. I've been there.
I was there for one day.
I don't miss it.
No. I don't miss it.
Oh, yeah?
Right.
You've been there?
For one day.
You don't love it?
I'm
not going to say I don't love it. I just don't miss it.
I'm going to say I don't miss it. Sure.
But I do miss being single and living it up when I was in New York. You know, it was just, those were so fun those days. You know, my girlfriends and I used to just go out all the time dancing and, you know, going to the arcade.
Yeah, just living that life.
You know, playing Bust a Move. That's the number one show, huh?
Yes.
That's nuts. I can't believe that.
It was 1998.
1998 straight up sucked. I mean, for the most part, you know what I mean?
Except for the video game music.
Except for the music. Video game music from the older systems.
Sure.
All right. So next up, we're going to hear from Rockman and Forte.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I just want to say, you know, that, I mean, Rockman and Forte, we've heard from before, obviously. Grander Musashi RV is from 98 as well. And I definitely could have played something from that, but I just tried to change it up. And so I'm not playing anything from that, but I just wanted to point that out. Anyway, Rockman and Forte, this is a Super Famicom game. It was later released on the Game Boy Advance as Mega Man and Bass. But this came out in 1998 for the Super Famicom. The composer on this track we're going to hear is Akari Kaida, and the composer on this track is Akari Warriors. No, I'm just kidding. Akari Kaida, and we're going to hear Ground Man. Three composers worked on this game. Ground Man was done by this composer, Rockman and Forte for the Super Famicom.
This is music from Rockman and Forte for the Super Famicom. This track is composed by Akari Kaida, and it's called Ground Man. And this might be my favorite so far.
Okay.
Because it's just good.
Harvest Moon, Game Boy.
Yes. I think this actually originally came out in Japan in 95 or something, but I think it came out in, North America in 98.
Well, it's coming out right now. Harvest Moon.
I think that the composer on this is Tsuyoshi Tanaka.
Oh, bless you.
That wasn't a sneeze.
Just cough. Still bless you.
All right, thank you.
Hey. Look out, for my son.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Father. And I didn't know. It came out actually in 97 in Japan, 98 in North America.
We've heard from a Harvest Moon before.
Super Nintendo.
New Age episode.
And there was the food episode as well, maybe.
Oh, do you know what the top food was in 1998?
Richard Gere.
There it is. Yeah. Right on the money.
Top food.
I have no idea what it is. I don't even know what foods were out in 1998. What was hot back then? Hot Pockets?
I don't know. Maybe...
bagels maybe were all the rage?
For me, I think the top food in 98 might have been Indian.
Indian food.
Maybe. I don't know, actually. I'm going to move on to the Hitmaker.
The Hitmaker.
Who's the Hitmaker?
That would be Rob Hubbard.
Nope.
David Wise.
No.
Alberto Jose Gonzalez.
Think of a company.
Oh. That would be Konami.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, so you think of Konami as the hit maker.
The Konami is a hit maker. They are the Cadillac Records of the VGM industry.
So this, I actually don't have a composer for this, an unknown composer, but the game is a Konami game, and it is called International Superstar Soccer for the Game Boy. We've heard from International Superstar Soccer Deluxe, I think, for the Super Nintendo. Right. This is the Game Boy. International Superstar Soccer, not deluxe, just regular, for the Game Boy. And we're going to hear the title screen, which is pretty action-packed, and it's pretty Konami-flavored.
Oh.
Okay, here you go. Released in 1998 for the Game Boy. International Superstar Soccer for the Game Boy.
All right.
Unknown composer, but this is a Konami game, and this is the title screen. I love this track. I love this part right here, actually. That's just really good right there. This has really got that Konami
stereo right there.
Oh, yeah, that's really good right there, yeah. So good right there. Maybe this might be my favorite, actually.
This one.
Maybe this
one. Okay.
But I also really like Monster Race too, so. Alright, sorry. This part's so good right here. This part right here. I love this.
Nice track.
Konami, the hit maker.
I will be going now with Pokemon Yellow.
Yeah. All right, Pokemon Yellow. So, yeah. This came out in Japan, I think. This came out in Japan in 98, but it came out in North America in 99, I think, or something.
Right.
And also, a lot of the music from this game uses the music from, like, most of the music uses it from Pokemon Blue and Red. And those games originally came out, I think, in 95 in Japan, but they came out in 98, actually, in North America. So it's very confusing.
It's a Pokemon mess, it seems, but...
Oh, yeah.
I got a nice track for you.
But also, before you say that,
yes.
Pokemon Yellow, though, in Japan, since you're going to be basically playing it as the Japanese title,
yes.
Because it's that's what came out in 98, actually wasn't even called Pokemon Yellow there.
What was it called?
It's called Pocket Monsters Pikachu.
Pocket Monsters Pikachu.
Yeah, it was actually called Pokemon Yellow in North America, but that wasn't until 1999.
Exactly.
So. No one on Pokemon Yellow is actually called, actually the full title was actually Pokemon Yellow Version Special Pikachu Edition, but in Japan, let's call it Pocket Monsters Pikachu.
It almost sounds like you're saying Pocket Monsters peek at you.
Pocket Monsters. Pocket Monsters sounds very suggestive.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Almost like Monster in My Pocket.
Right.
Something about pocket monsters and then the monster being in the pocket.
I think anything in your pocket is suggestive.
Especially if it's a monster.
yeah, totally.
A pocket monster.
Yeah, monster in my pocket, pocket monster.
Yes.
Pikachu. And then Pikachu.
Right.
It's almost like peekaboo.
Right.
Like pocket monster peekaboo, you know? You know what I mean?
Okay, well, Brent, pocket monster.
Do you want to see what's in my pocket?
Oh, I know what it is.
Peekaboo.
Pocket monsters.
Thank you.
Pokemon Yellow.
Or not.
Or
actually, Pokemon Monsters.
Pikachu.
Pikachu. Pikachu. Pikachu. Bless you.
Hold on, I wanna try something here, Brent.
Okay.
Just give me a second. By the way, what stage is this?
Okay, so this is called Vermilion City theme, and the composer on this is Junichi Matsuda. Matsuda.
I want you to, Brent. I think there's something in my pocket here. I just want you to just have a look in there and just, just tell. Do you see anything in there?
Yes, I do. Hi.
What are you doing? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Close the pocket. You're letting all the light in.
Oh, you don't like light?
No, I don't like light at all. I like it nice and dark in here.
Oh, really? How come?
Well, it's just what I prefer. You know, I'm a pocket monster.
Okay.
What's your name?
Oh, Brent. What's your name?
Pocket Monster. Pocket Monster.
I thought your name was going to be Pikachu.
No, I say that. That's what I say when someone opens Switch's pocket.
Well, why did you say it to me then when I opened the pocket?
Well, you caught me off guard. I wasn't sure if this was really happening. It's been a while since I've talked to anybody.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're kind of rusty on the whole the Pikachu thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do you want to come in?
What's that?
You want to come in? I know the place is a little messy.
Oh, okay, sure. I mean, well, I don't know. I'm doing this podcast right now. I don't know if I have time for that.
Okay, so you're just going to just open up the light and disrupt my day and just leave me here?
I just want to get you back on your feet, you know, that's all. I just want to inspire you to, you know, get you back on your feet. I know you haven't been getting a lot of action lately, so.
Well, I know that's true.
You want to do a quick practice before I go?
No. Well, okay. Just try again. Just close the pocket and then open it up again.
Okay. All right, I'm going to open the pocket right now. Well, you know, keep practicing. Keep practicing.
Oh, okay.
I think you got a lot of potential.
Okay. Tell F-Switch to empty his pockets every once in a while. I could use some space in here.
Okay.
Okay, bye. So what'd you see down there?
Nothing much, just a couple quarters.
Just a couple quarters?
Yeah.
It sounded like you were in some kind of...
It's my secret. I don't tell anybody. I'll never tell.
Okay, well... Ryan, something's going on in my pocket.
Maybe. Okay, so 1998. What else are we gonna hear from? Mini Yonku GB. Let's. I don't know. It's not. It sounds weird, but let's and go. Not let's go. Let's and go.
Let's and go.
Yeah. And All Star Battle Max. Okay. Mini Yonku GB. Let's and go. All-Star Battle Max. Music is composed by Toshiyuki Ueno. This game came out for the Game Boy, Japan-only release. And we're going to hear the New York map music. Okay? New York map music from Mini Yonku GB Let's and Go. All-Star Battle Max for the Game Boy Japan. This is music from Mini Yonku GB Let's and Go All-Star Battle Max. Music by Toshiyuki Ueno for the Game Boy, Japanese release only. This is the New York map.
Okay.
Change coming up right here. This has got a nice feel to it. You know, it actually feels less like New York and more just like kind of relaxing on the beach or something. You know,
sure. Shoes were you wearing in 1998?
Shoes?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to give a real answer on this one. I was wearing probably Riddell. Right, Riddell?
Oh, I always called it Riddle.
Really?
Yeah. Riddle.
Riddle.
They made the football helmets.
I was either wearing Riddell or Turntech, but I think I was doing the Riddell in 98, yeah.
What did those shoes look like?
Like tennis shoes. Yeah.
Like the ones you're wearing now, the white ones?
They're kind of similar.
You've always been wearing white shoes.
I started to in 96.
Wow.
I've been wearing white sneakers since 96. I mean, yeah, basically.
Basketball shoes have always been popular.
Are you saying what the most popular shoe was in 98?
I don't know what the most popular shoe is, but I'm just looking at popular shoes back then. Uh-huh. The Grant Hills were real hot.
Uh-huh.
The Grant Hill Fila shoes.
Uh-huh.
I guess that was a big seller back then. Basketball shoes.
I was thinking of my own voices to add along to this.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Because you could have easily had a thing that goes like this. Like, watch. Watch this. It goes like this. Here it goes. Watch it. You know, have a voice going like that?
Sure, sure.
Anyway. What? What?
I will be moving on to Game Boy Camera. Because there was an issue with one of my other tracks. And the issue being I listened to a soundtrack called Metarot.
Two.
Parts Collection 2.
No, you listen to...
Metarot 2, Parts Collection.
Which is not eligible for this episode, and you confused it with Metarot Parts Collection 2.
Okay, so just so the users can grasp what I did, I listened to Metarot 2, Parts Collection. Metarot 2, Parts Collection. And that's not legit because I should have listened to Metarot Parts Collection 2.
Yeah. So it's like, basically, it's like they're two different games, basically. I mean, they're totally different games. They're different soundtracks. Too.
One has the two after Metarot and the other one has the two at the end of the title.
Well, because one of them is Metarot : Parts Collection 2, like part two. You
yes.
Because there's a Metarot Parts Collection 1, you know? But then there's also Metarot 2 Parts Collection.
Right.
And who knows? There might even be a Metarot 2 Parts Collection 2 also.
Well,
there might be a Metarot 2 Parts Collection 2, too.
2, oh, okay. right. Now I'm really confused. But one thing I'm not confused about is the next track I will be playing, which is from the Game Boy Camera.
Yes.
You turned me on to this track.
Well, I had it as a backup.
You had it as a backup. I said, well, I'm short a track. Let me hear what you got. And you played this track for me, which comes from composers Hirokazu Tanaka and Minako Hamano. And I think it's very fitting to end my set list with this.
Yeah, plus it's like it's kind of cool. I mean, it's like another add-on situation, another accessory for the Game Boy.
This is the first Game Boy Camera track that's been played on the show.
That's right, yeah. There's some cool tracks on this game, or whatever it is. I mean, I guess there's some games and whatever. You know,
right.
Activities, I guess, you know.
Right.
Game Boy Camera is probably similar to Mario Paint in a way. You know?
So what, you know, I should have looked that up. But I mean, what is it? You take a picture of yourself, or take a picture of something?
You can take a picture of stuff.
And then you
take a picture of the monster inside your pocket.
Oh, okay. All right. You know what? If anyone wants to, if you're listening to this right now, oh, here's a fun project. Just take a picture of something, not the monster in your pocket, please. If you want to, go ahead. Yeah. And send it to us. Or post it on the Facebook. Just listen to this music. Listen to this music, which is designed for the Game Boy camera. And in your own way, you'll have your own camera, but even though it's not on the Game Boy. And just send us the picture. LegacyMusicHour@gmail.com. Or post it to Facebook. Okay, you get your cameras ready? You guys want... All right, hold on. Just go get your phone. We'll wait. You know who does that?
Who?
Dr. Dan.
Oh, does he?
As a comedian friend of ours, he made a tape. I think he made three tapes.
Yeah, he made audio tapes, yeah.
I think he actually made... I still have one of them.
Oh, I've got them.
Oh, you got them?
Oh, I have one, at least.
I have one. I think there was only... You might have the second of the three in existence.
No, I've got the first. Okay. Okay. I see what you're saying.
The actual copies.
Yeah.
Of the first one.
Yeah.
And there's a part in it when this comedian, he does a self-help style tape where he says, I want you guys to just go and turn everything off. And then he says, I'll wait. And then there's a period of silence for about 5 seconds. And he starts whistling for about 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And then there's more silence. And then he continues. Dr. Dan.
So this next track is a tribute to Dr. Dan.
Okay, yes. A tribute to Dr. Dan.
Dr. Dan T.
Dr. Dan T.
Otherwise known as Dan Day. Otherwise known as Dan Tana. Otherwise known as Dan Tana Hill.
Yes.
Many aliases.
Okay, I like that very much.
Many aliases, just like a Japanese composer. You know?
Wow. Right. So get your cameras ready. And here we go with a track from Game Boy Camera.
In 1999, Game Boy Camera was in the Guinness Book of World Records for being the smallest digital camera.
Wow.
Smallest digital camera in 1999. The record has been broken since.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now that's pretty noteworthy.
I like this part. It gets kind of emotional. You know what I mean? It kind of gets a little heartfelt right there.
Yeah.
The whole thing's heartfelt.
I snapped a couple of pictures while the track was playing, and I will be uploading those to Facebook. So if you're listening to this, just look at the Facebook and you'll see the pictures I snapped along with other users. You know what? Don't even email them to us. Just post them to our Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook.com/ Legacy Music Hour. And just tag them with Game Boy Camera. Something. With a comment.
It's a good song, huh?
It's a great song.
I'm going to move it back to Wario Land 2, okay?
Okay.
This is music composed by Kozue Ishikawa. This is for the Game Boy. And we're going to hear Lost in the Ruins from Wario Land 2 for the Game Boy. Game Boy. This is music by Kozue Ishikawa, and this is called Lost in the Ruins. This is good. This is the compute. I think this composer did the music to Link's Awakening for the Game Boy.
Okay.
I like this right here. I like that. Dun, 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 dun. That's good. This is a good note right here. And also, this is all these tracks are all kind of variations on the sort of main theme. You know, the track you played from this game, it's actually kind of the same melody, but it's a different track. You know, it's a variation.
Right.
This almost kind of reminds me of a Final Fantasy track at Final Fantasy II, actually. I like how it hits this note, but the chords are still kind of changing, though. It's kind of like a 2-5 situation for the chords. Anyway. All right. So that almost brings us to the end of our focus on 1998, stuff happening in 1998. You know, shoes, monsters, suns. It's a lot of suns happening. What was the most popular sun in 1998?
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin. 1990, more like it, actually.
Mm.
That would have been 1990,
right.
Actually. But for a full track listing, you can go to legacymusichour.com, and all of the composer information will be as accurate as possible there. If it's not accurate on the show, by the time it's on the track listings on the website, it'll be as accurate as it can be
there.
And you can email us if you'd like to at legacymusichour@gmail.com. You can also call us if you want.
281-SONIC-91. Operators are standing by. We await your Facebook pictures. If you need to, please rewind. We'll wait.
And also we can you can also comment on the site legacymusichour.com. You can comment there if you want to sort of create discussions
and
like
just be aware you may in fact get sunned.
That's right. And also, if you're interested in voting for your favorite track, you've got a week to do it, a week from the release of this episode. To vote for your favorite track, you can just email legacymusichour@gmail.com with, or you can text to the number that Rob said. Just put 135 or 136 poll. 136 poll, and you can pick your favorite track. Anyway, yeah. I don't think I'm going to vote for this episode.
No?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see, maybe. Yeah.
How about you? Give me your vote then. Give it to me.
Really? You want yes. double votes?
I want a double vote.
Maybe I will. I don't know.
I'll just, you know what? I'll put on my Rydell shoes and I'll vote for you.
Right, Rydell. What else? Anything else? No. Okay, so next week's topic is going to be Asiatic Influence 2. Yes. So, you know, it's kind of tracks that have this sort of Eastern sound. But not Eastern video game sound, but just kind of has that Asiatic sound to it. Right. You know? For example, Chun-Li's stage on Street Fighter 2. Yes. So those are those tracks. I've already got my tracks picked out, and they're good. I got some good ones coming up for next week. So you got to check that out for next week. I got some good tracks. Better than my tracks from the last Asiatic episode.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Big time. I'm into it. I can't wait to share them with the listeners.
The users. Yes.
And you, my son.
Oh.
And so...
Pop.
Yeah. I like sharing things with my kids,
sure.
with my sons.
Right. Yeah.
Not with my kids, just the sons.
The sons.
Yeah. We're going to leave you with a game called Nectaris GB. This is another Game Boy game. This came out in Japan only, but it actually originally came out on the TurboGrafx-16 in 1989.
Okay.
So you just want to flip that 98... to an 89.
Yeah.
That's when it originally comes out for the TurboGrafx-16. And it's the same music, and it was released on the TurboGrafx-16 as Military Madness.
Okay.
That was the North American title release, but I think on the PC Engine it was called Nectaris as well. So, the composer is Jun Chikuma. Who did that original TurboGrafx-16 music. I don't know who did the Game Boy port. It might have been her as well. But Nectaris is the game, Nectaris GB, and we're going to hear opening. We're going to hear the opening music. And this is, this is our final track for our focus on 1998 on the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
Well, like I said, the name of the program is the Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening. Good night.